You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Patricia Eltage available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. Again, 232-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback number and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little bit about our sponsor, the WAN Institute. The WAN Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will educate you with basic communication skills used skills using the techniques of WANT training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. The WAN Institute offers instruction on the principles of communicating with personal integrity to help individuals to achieve goals as well as enrich the personal and professional relationships to create a win-win situation in every one of their day-to-day activities. The Institute was founded to promote and teach these skills and the goal of helping people to live authentic, successful lives using the techniques of WANT training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want any information with some facilitators, you can call me at the office at 949-723-0338, or you can email me at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. I also offer a drop-in woman ladies group every Monday night and Thursday night. If you want information on that, just call the office or send me an email. Tonight we have Patricia Eltage available. Patricia, are you available to take questions?
I am indeed. So, hello, hello.
Okay, I have a couple of ladies that wanted me to ask questions, but before, we usually want to take call-in people first. So if there's any callers out there that want questions answered, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. Last week we had a few ladies and we wanted them to check in. I hope they call back. Patricia, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, well, other than being a transactional analyst, I also specialize in dream work and couples. And my book, I might give a plug for my book here, which is called The Dream Class, subtitled Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. And it's found on Amazon. And my last name is spelled Eltinge. Patricia Eltinge is the author, me. And I do life scripts, which is really getting to down and dirty on how you became how you are today, all your attitudes, your behaviors. And so we send out a questionnaire and help you unravel how you were formed today and decide. I help you do some redecisioning on how much of that you want to keep and how much of that and what areas that you no longer serves you, and come up with some new ideas on behaviors and how you can go forward in your future to have a flourishing life.
That's great. And also, Dr. Allen has her books available. Oh, we have a call. Caller, you're on the air with Sue and Patricia. Do you have a question for us?
Not at the moment.
Hello? Caller, are you on the air with us? Oh, I think they hung up.
No, they didn't hang up, but they can't. If you don't have a question, you can hang up when you listen to us. Very good.
There we go. I wanted to say Dr. Allen has her books available on Amazon, and her Getting to I Do is now on Audible. If you want to purchase it, it's on Amazon, along with It's a Man's World, a Woman's Universe, The Answers, The Truth About Men, and Staying Married and Loving It. And we also have Dr. Allen's streaming video on our website for free on www.drpatallen.com. There's a free access. You can watch. It's like a 45-minute streaming of Dr. Allen teaching all of her tools. So that's very informative for everybody out there, how to begin, build, and maintain a lasting, loving relationship. And caller, we hope you call back. So today we have Patricia on. And Patricia, I have a call-in. Somebody had asked questions. I have my ladies groups.
Yeah.
They're asking because a lot of them are doing the online dating. So
yeah.
Here we have... Caller, you're on the air with Sue and Patricia. Do you have a question for us?
I do not. This was my first experience, and I thought I had to call in to hear. So I'm sorry.
No, you can listen to us online.
Just go online. Okay. LATalkRadio.com. But if you have a question, you're live. Do you have a question for us?
I don't. This is more a refresher. I have been trained by one of her mentees, and I need lots of refreshers. So I said I need to jump back in so I can be a Dr. Pat Allen girl.
In what area do you need refreshing? We're happy to help you.
Well, I've done a lot of self, what will I call it?
Self-reflecting
and personal growth. And I believe that I have evolved where it's time for me to meet that love of my life. And I want to be the feminine energy. So I got back to my getting to I do. And I was like, I remember this.
Beautiful. So, beautiful. Well, you know, when you want to get back into your feminine energy, which you're already aware of, that there's a difference between our masculine energy, which is working and doing and thinking and being productive, and our feminine energy, for those who are listening, our feminine energy is based on our body and how we feel, our feeling centeredness. So you're already aware of that. And what is it that you're ready to start dating again?
Yes, I am. And recently I was, well, not recently, a couple days ago, I was out with my dog and I was just, I don't know, just a ray of sunshine. I'm in Chicago, so it's cold. And a gentleman, he saw me from across the park and he said, hello. And he was so far away, I thought it was someone from behind. And I stayed at the park a while and then he was waiting on the parking lot and I came and I got back to my car and he started talking to me and he asked if he could give me his phone number. And I said, I wouldn't feel comfortable taking your number. And he said, okay, I'll take yours. And he took it, but
good for you. Beautiful.
Yeah. But he didn't call, and so he did call.
He may. Okay.
I know, but I, in my eyes, he doesn't exist if he doesn't reach out, because I'm not going to speak first or reach out first.
But you said he did call? He did call?
He called to lock his number in my phone, and I was like, you may as well be a... You may as well be a telemarketer, because I'm not doing anything with that.
No, just wait. When did you meet him?
A couple days ago.
Oh, dear. Give him at least a week. He's got, you know, Christmas. Yeah, don't discount him and don't treat him like, don't be mad at him for not calling you ASAP. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was trained by one of Dr. Allen's, someone that she trained. So okay. I remember the rules. I just need big refreshers. So,
you know, I have the drop-in ladies groups. You can reach out to me. I offer them on Monday nights and Thursday nights. I help the ladies.
It's a wonderful way to keep
refreshed. Yeah, I have ladies that are online that are dating, and I keep them on track with how to date so they don't slip back.
Okay, and it's a call-in this way as
no,
well?
No, it's on Zoom. If you reach me at the office, it's a $10 donation, and I have about usually ladies, and they all are working in the same. I keep them on track with their dating so they don't go rogue sideways, but you drop in. It's two times. I have it on Monday night and Thursday night. Just send me an email at info@drpatallen.com, and I'll send you the Zoom link. And you can just log in.
Okay.
It's just like ladies. They've been with Dr. Allen, but they need to stay on track. Help with their, in your situation, stay on track.
Okay. Absolutely.
I'd love to have you attend.
Yeah, I've been thinking about your mentee, and so I was like, I'm going straight to the source because she loved us.
Me and Patricia are the best. That's why we're still here.
Absolutely. So
if
I'm excited.
If I can't help you, I call Patricia to help me. We kind of co-work to make sure we're on the same path so we don't give mixed information. Yeah.
Sounds great. Well, that's all I have for now. I was just going to call and
wonderful.
Listen in.
Yeah. Thank you.
So thank you so much.
Thank you.
I hang up and then listen on the website.
Yeah. No, on the latalkradio.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. It was a pure pleasure to get two wonderful women.
We're here to give you a hand up and keep you going.
I accept that.
Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye. That was a good call. Just a fluke.
That was good.
And he had a question.
That is good. You got to sometimes pull it out of them.
Well, I know, because everybody's got a million questions. They just can't think about it. Okay. So right. I have a couple of ladies that have wanted, if you're not available to call in, we do take write-in questions and we'll answer them on the radio. A lot of the ladies online dating, they don't know the course on, when you're dating, how long to date somebody before you decide to be intimate or be exclusive. I know there's not a general time link, but help the people out there, Patricia. What is a good way to phase? When's a good time to be exclusive?
Well, a phase, it's different times for different age groups too. So it depends on if people are looking towards getting married and have a family sooner than later. And sometimes people who have been in relationships and married before and they're over a certain age and past wanting to have children, then I say you're dating. And then you have a discussion on what your life goals are. If you're both wanting to be in a long-term relationship, then you discuss about being when you feel like being exclusive. And when we talk about exclusivity, we talk about social and sexual monogamy aiming towards long-term commitment. So that means you start out by social and sexual monogamy in a commitment, a committed relationship that is aiming towards long-term and possible marriage someday, but start out like this. And then you talk about when you are ready to make that commitment, that first step. And then we say, don't have sex, don't have intercourse. And that means really, let's put it bluntly, is penises in vaginas, oral or anal, anywhere that penis can go. And before you have a commitment, because people start bonding, especially women under 50, women, premenopausal women, bond sexually, as do men over 50 tend to bond sexually. So that being said, you don't want to go prematurely monogamous before you know that you want to be with that person potentially long term. So if you jump in the sack right away and you start physically bonding, but then you find out that you might not be compatible in other areas of life, life goals, lifestyle, the way you want to live your life in your future. So we talk about these things. Each individual talks about their personal, the way they see how life they want to go in their life and how they see their future. And when you talk about these things, that is a form of intimacy. So you talk about, oh, well, I see myself living in a rural community, or I like to live in a urban community. You talk about how where you would want to live. And you talk about, oh, well, I like hiking, or I like golf. You talk about the things you like to do in life. And some people say, well, I don't like to do anything. I just like to sit in my easy chair and watch shows. And the other person says, well, I like outdoor activities and I'm like to be out and about. So there's going to be a compatibility issue there. So even if you have chemistry, and I'm going to back up to talk about Dr. Pat Allen's three C's in a relationship that will work. We're talking about chemistry to start with. That's what hooks you up in the beginning. You, oh, I have chemistry with this person. Oh boy, this feels good. I like being around them. They feel good to me. Okay, next C is compatibility. Compatibility is what we were just talking about, lifestyle. And then the icing on the cake is communication, to have healthy communication and be open in your communication, in your likes and dislikes, and how who is in the primary position of the feminine, which is the feeling centeredness, and who is in the primary position of the masculine, which is thinking, productivity, ideas. So we both have masculine and feminine energies, but we each have a primary energy. So let's say I was born in a female body and I also identify as female. So in modern day terms, and I want to be in my relationship, I want to be primarily operate out of my feminine and have my masculine energy deferred, but it's there, but secondary to my partner's masculine energy, and he has feminine energy, which is feeling centeredness. So he will honor my feelings over his own for the most part, more of the time. And I will defer to his thinking, ideas, and decisions most of the time, unless I say no. The women will always have veto rights. We always have veto rights. But so it's easy once you get the gist of it, and because it makes life easier when you each have a position. And I like to talk about as a king and a queen. You don't have the same position. I know Sue likes to talk about the president and the vice president, but I like to talk in terms of masculine and feminine. So that's a king and a queen. Yes. And then you're not competing for the same role.
Yes. Because that's when you get this head slamming. I want, no, I want, no, I want. Or those are both feminine. Nobody makes a decision to move forward. They both sit there and stare at each other, as Dr. Allen says.
Yes.
But also the ladies, that was very well explained. Thank you. But some of the ladies, they're having a hard time because they like the guy. But the guys, you know, we talk about, I asked them, they interview, you know, talk about long-term goals. And some of the guys say, I'm not ready for marriage. Well, these women think that that's a sign, well, I'll get him to fall in love with me, and they spend a lot of time and energy trying to get this guy to fall in love when he already told him at the beginning. How would you say, when these ladies are out dating, what's the things they need to ask these men, or at least not ask, but find out somewhere during the dating phase?
You're talking about if they want to one day have a family?
These ladies are younger. They want, you know, their time clocks, they're usually late 30s. So, and they're afraid to ask the men about where their long-term goals are. So they stay in bad relationships.
You know what? You can't, you have to, you can feel your fear, but do it anyway. You feel your fear and ask it anyway. And you risk getting the answer you may not want to hear. That's but otherwise, you will not get an, you will not find out, and you will be wasting your time. They may say, well, I would want a family someday. And you say, oh, do you have a goal for when that would be? And you be courageous. It's not about not having fear. We all have fears, but we feel our fears and we do it anyway. We ask anyway.
Yes, that's good. So the ladies out there that ask that, there's a lot of different steps when you're out dating. You find out his long-term goals, if they're similar, because that's compatibility. If he doesn't want to be married for 10 years and you're already 35, 40, he might not, you know, that might not be a good candidate for you to keep dating. Go date somebody else that has the same long-term goals as you. And what about the women that bond with just the body, and the man isn't available to date them enough? And they're mad because he's not calling enough. And then they want us or me to help them get the guy to step up, which I can't do.
Are these women who already in a sexual relationship?
They're not. One had just been exclusive, and she wanted him and we got him, but now he's not stepping up. So she's we gave it a trial, because you can't be mad at him on 1 week. So she trialed, and he failed on her birthday. He did not follow through. So
we can't, you have to be careful, because not everybody had the same training you had by their mothers and their upbringing. So some people have bad behavior, but then you can show them what works for you, but not by browbeating them, by showing them what pleases you, letting them know what pleases you. And it's not done by beating them up. That's what a lot of these women don't understand, is not to scold them and become a mother or a schoolmarm or a nun, like a nun in the Catholic school, which a lot of these women are telling me they're like to beat the guys up verbally. And I go, that's not going to get you anywhere. You let them know what pleases you, and to see if they want to please you.
Yeah, because that'll be the indicator if they have the intention to please you or put themselves first. So I always tell them that. And another incident. So she's still working and she's still going. Another lady, she always wants to ask too many questions. Why? Gathering too much information, and the man is kind of getting turned off, but I think it's more of a control for her to be in charge. Oh, we have another call. Caller, you're on the air. You have a question for us?
Hi, I am one of Miss Patricia's girls.
Okay.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, what do you got?
I haven't called in a couple months, but I was the one who called before with the love bombing guy who said I was the one and then broke up with me and then I broke up with him.
Well, let's hear today's issue.
Okay.
Okay.
And there's a new guy. We know who you
are. The new guy is a 49-year-old divorced after 20 years. He's been divorced 5 years, has 3 almost adult kids. And we've been seeing each other exclusive on his end, not on my end, for about a month. And he seems very into me. He's in contact every day. He's very... obviously makes it very clear he's attracted to me, and he's asked for sex. I've set my boundary. And initially he had said he's ready whenever I am. And then that was on date 2 and we're on date 6. And Patricia had recommended that I say to him something like, well, you had said, you know, how would we go about, you know, going down that channel of exclusive monogamous and marriage
oriented, marriage bound.
You asked me this, and can you, like, are you asking me to be your girlfriend? Are you asking for a relationship? And he was like, well, it seems like we're heading in that direction. But anything other than yes is no. So I just said, I'm happy to continue dating you, and I would enjoy being in a relationship, but I also enjoy being single. So that's cool.
Good for you.
And
good for you.
Where we're at.
Good for you.
I guess. He gave you.
I know, but it's good for you that you have your integrity, and you really believe it, you're holding the faith, you're keeping the faith in the system, because the system is what's protecting you by following the system, because he gave you a nebulous answer. And any other answer, when you put it to him point blank, are you, when he was beating around the bush because he was wanting sex, and you said, are you asking me to be your girlfriend? And he gave you a roundabout beat around the bush answer, which any other answer than yes is no, by the way, anyone listening. So you just stay happy-go-lucky, date him in the fashion that you're dating him while you're dating other people. And he knows you're dating, right?
Yes.
So he hasn't stepped up to the plate. He's still trying after the sixth time to see if you're going to cave in and offer him sex. Right? Yes, that's what it seems to me. That's what I'm reading.
I mean, he's being sexual, but he's not trying. He's being respectful.
He's being respectful, but he's asking for it every time. And every time you give him one of these answers, which is basically, no, are you asking me to be your girlfriend? And then he's still saying sexual things to you, and you're not letting it faze you. So that's fine.
Yeah.
It's called being patient, passive, and receptive to what he has to offer in the future, or number two and number three and number four, however many you have that you're dating. That's it. It's like,
yeah,
I
well,
look at it
the
like
problem.
The Olympics. These are, may the best man win.
Yeah. Well, the problem right now is, for whatever reason, I'm having a dry spell. I normally have too many. And I'm stretched thin, and now I have not really any other dates or prospects lined up.
Well, you go get some. You go out there and drag one in from Starbucks or wherever.
I'm working on it.
Go flirt.
Yeah. Yeah. But I can attest that even the last one that felt like this is it, this is the one, you know, that was a lesson after pushing the arrow through, and now I've upgraded, and I've upgraded every time.
Mm-hmm.
So
thank you for that testimonial. I want other people to hear that. When you get through one lesson that feels gruesome and difficult and doesn't pan out to how your original expectations, guess what? The next lesson is a better man.
Yeah.
You'll get a better man and a better lesson, but it's going to be a lesson nevertheless. So you're pushing, you're forging ahead, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you for your help along the way, Patricia.
And sticking through with the program. And I know I'm also, again, I'm going to tell everyone out there, get the book, Getting to I Do. And it's constant referral in there. You use it as a reference book. It's not something you read like a novel. It's a wonderful references. You can relate to your own situations in that book. It's great.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I don't know that I have any other questions at this point in time.
Well, I'm happy that you called, because this man seems like a good potential catch, but you're a catch too. I always want you ladies to know that you're the catch. And they're going to try a lot of different angles to get you to have sex with them before commitment. And you always have the veto rights. All you ladies out there listening, you have veto rights to know what you want out of life. And if you want to be in a committed relationship, somebody will step up to the plate.
So, Patricia, you were going to coach me up on something I said. He was talking about how when he first got divorced, it was around COVID and he was getting on the apps and he was finding that there were women, like mostly other divorcees, who were willing to just come over and have sex immediately, basically. And that he went through that phase. He doesn't see himself doing that again. He said something like, I don't think I'll do that again in the future. Hopefully I won't do that. I don't think I'll do that again, or something like that. And I must have had a look on my face because he said, why do you have that look on your face? And I said, well, I just don't honestly love the thought of.
No, that's a judgment. That's an assessment. You went into your head and your assessment. I suggest in the future you keep a poker face and just go and just shrug your shoulders. Like that, he was just telling you a period in his life and sharing something intimate, maybe a little embarrassing for himself. And in the future, you will just keep a poker face and shrug your shoulders and not comment.
But what I was reacting to, not was what he had done in the past, but what I said was, I don't like the thought of you being single in the future.
It doesn't matter. That was a thought. Did you hear yourself? Yeah. You came from your head and not your feelings. That was an assessment, a thought.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sue, if you want to say something.
Oh, no, that was perfect. I'm just the moderator today.
Okay.
I have a group tonight, so I have to save my
voice. Oh, you do. You say you do. Oh, those groups. By the way, those groups are fabulous to keep you all on track with your communication skills and how-to's, ins and outs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got go ahead with the call. I've got one lady they're all moving forward with relationships. Now it's
good.
Keeping them in the problem
good.
Now.
good. So anyway, caller, I'm talking to you. This situation is, I would have stayed out of your head and any kind of judgment on it, because that was a judgmental remark that you answered back to him. I would have shrugged my shoulders. I would have kept a poker face while he's telling me that, and then done nothing. He was just sharing something that's even a little embarrassing for him, and stay out of your head. Call me afterwards.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for your support, Patricia. Thank you both.
Thank you. Give us a call back anytime for more questions.
I will keep y'all posted on this one. Hopefully good news. Yes, I'm trying
patient.
So hard to be patient.
Okay. Be patient.
Thank you.
Now, what you were saying before, Sue.
I was in my ladies groups. I get the ladies. They've worked hard and they've gotten men. And now when they got them, they don't like them. So we're trying to keep them, you know, that there are no perfect people out there. If he's 51% valuable, he's a keeper. We're all going to have the things we don't like, but I'm sure there's things about you that aren't perfect too.
There's no perfect human on the planet.
It's that Dr. Allen calls blemish, you know, it's like.
Everybody, the gals all want to blemish the men.
I mean, for things that you're just like, what?
So
they have, if they want to be married. So, yeah. So with that good, we have two good callers today. We've got about another 15 minutes. The call in number, if you're out there listening, is 323-203-0815. Is there any topics that you want to share with the audience that you think that they would?
Yes. I had someone called in or wrote in that they're dating someone who is recently out of a relationship and wants to date this person. And he wants to talk about his former relationship with her.
Okay.
And so how do you want to, how would you address that, Sue?
Well, what I always say, and I've been out in the dating field and stuff, it's one of, you know, where, when I go out, I try to keep talk. I try not to be negative about my past relationship, because you have to end that one healthy before you go to the next one. So when I go out dating, it's best to keep that one separate. But a lot of times people, they're still angry and upset about the last one. So generally it can come back into this one. I don't know if your caller is, if the guy is negative about his ex or positive about her.
Well, here's what he's dumping his feelings.
Yes.
And what I suggest in this, he has a therapist, by the way. This is information that I have. He has a therapist. So I'd suggest to her that if hopefully she's listening, suggest that she tell him that she's open to hearing everything he has to say about his life and what he wants from his future, and anything about the two of them, because they've been dating each other regularly for a while.
Oh, wow.
But she's dating other people too. They're not in an exclusive relationship. I say to her now, let him know that you are happy to hear his thoughts, because he wants to share his feelings all the time. Feelings are feminine, by the way, again, and that she's happy to hear all his ideas and his plans or how he views the future, but that she is uncomfortable, that's a feeling, about hearing about his former girlfriend. Because it doesn't feel good. She doesn't want to be his therapist. And on top of it, she's that I can tell her now that she can say that she isn't equipped or to be a therapist. So he should. Those are things for him to share with his therapist, not her.
Because that's a lot of negative energy, and it can drain the other party. So that would, for people, you know, everybody wants to know what happened with the last relationship, good and bad, but there's a point when you don't go overboard and keep talking about it continuously. And there's always two sides of the story. There are, you know, it's usually somebody did this, or somebody stayed too long, or somebody changed during the relationship, or they just grew apart. There's always stories, and it's, you know, it takes two people to be in a relationship. Unless there was like cheating, then that could be one person's, but we don't know why the person cheated, but still he should have, you know, come clean and told the person rather than cheat behind their back. That's never acceptable either. But that's a good one for the people out there to hear.
Yeah. To hear that you want to keep in the present. Let's be in the present. Obviously we don't want to repeat mistakes we've made in the past, but we don't need to bring the negativity into the present, because we don't want to contaminate the future.
Yes. Yes, that's true. I was trying to think offhand of another situation. A lot of ladies, they're mad because the men, the men will give what they can. And if it's not enough, then it's best to move on. Or tell the women to explain it's not comfortable. Let me ask you. I'll let you be the explainer. When ladies find a model and they like the model, but they're not always on board with how he's treating them, and they want to, what we talked about this before, train him to do it more, better, or different. That's the curse that Dr. Allen says. Do not ask for more, better, or different from a man. So
more, better, different in some areas. That's more, better, or different in affection, time spent, or love.
Yes. So if a man does not call the lady enough and she wants him to step up, give us a tool how to communicate.
That's a negotiation. That's part of my
negotiation.
I often do
for that. For Dr. Allen's stroke and stand tools, do that. We haven't done a stroke.
Go ahead. You're good at that, Sue. You teach them.
Okay. Well, let me see. So the guy hasn't called her. They're in a relationship, and you know she wants at least a phone call once or twice a week would be nice if they can't see each other. So she makes an appointment, and she would say, you know, honey, I have something I want to talk to you about our phone calls, about you calling me weekly. And he says, okay. And then they talk and she goes, you know, I really love being in a relationship and hearing you on the phone. Makes me happy. However, when you only call me once a week, I feel rejected and I don't feel connected with you. And then you make the contract. What do you think about calling me at least 2 times a week so I feel that we're a couple and we can build together? And then he can decide. But she's asking for what she wants from him without scolding him that he doesn't call enough. So how would you,
perfect. That's okay. The way to do it.
See, there's a way to get what you want by
without demanding. Sharing how that it would feel better if.
Yes. So, and he may say, gee, you know, this week I was busy. I'm sorry. I didn't mean not to call. So they have some communication because he might have had a bad week and didn't know he was ignoring her.
But they don't feel like they're being scolded by their mother or their school teacher or their principal, for God's sake.
Because everybody kind of, you know, maybe slacks a little bit. And you know, mm-hmm. and I tell women, look, guys, when they're younger, in their 30s, they got to get their careers going before they start getting married and thinking that. So you knew what you were into when he says, I got a busy work thing. I got to build my business. He told you up front. So you accepted that. Now you can't make him go away to be with you when he's got that thing to do for the team. He's got to build for the team to build for a family. But a lot of women want the man to do overworking work, you know.
And I will add here that men are primarily single focused. When they are focused on work, they don't have a different bandwidth that women have. Women can be doing multitasking, which is not, they can be bouncing back and forth from 6 things at the same time, whereas men stay focused on their work, focused on what they're doing. And then when they're not doing it, then they can focus on you. They can focus on their football game, or they can focus on whatever it is they want to focus, their golf game. But if they're focused on their work day and it's during the work week and they're trying to drum up business or whatever it is they're doing in their work, then they're focused on that.
And as Dr. Allen said, men have to do good to feel good, and women, feminine, has to feel good to do good. So explain that model, how that works.
Well, I'll explain it in real simple terms. Yeah. Your body has to feel good, and then we produce and we're productive based on how us feeling good. So I do recommend, it sounds corny, but you know what? Take a bubble bath, ladies, and you'll feel so much better. You will, a simple thing like bubble bath or going on a walk, go down to the beach or go in a park and go for a walk. And you'll feel better. Get a pedicure, get a manicure, get your hair washed, or something that is for your body. And when your body feels good, you will want to do better.
Okay.
And when men when men are productive and have a feeling of success in what they're doing, then they feel better. And they do feel good. And then they're nicer. They're nicer to be around.
Okay. Yeah. So if somebody was like, a lot of the ladies, one lady that I'm helping, she just back into the dating field. She's lost weight. She feels good, which is great. She met a guy, they connected, but she's going away for the holidays. So this gentleman texted her and said, why don't you pack a bag Friday and come stay over so I can spend the night, so we can spend the night together before you leave? And she did the stroke and stand about how uncomfortable that would be, and she'd feel more comfortable getting to know him more. Why would, and I said, well, you know, he has a right to try and ask for that. And I said, don't be mad at him, but just make your boundaries. But she wanted to know if she should, cancel him. And I said, no, because now he knows what it will take if he wants to chase you, what it will take to date you. So I told her to keep dating him and see if how, she told him what didn't feel good. And that didn't feel good to do it was basically asking for a hookup.
Well, maybe not. How many times have they dated?
What? They only met for an hour.
Oh, they met for an hour and he wanted to sleep over. That's true.
He wanted to see her this weekend, but she's going away, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. How you guys doing?
Just fine.
I've been thinking about the choices I've been making have not been well with dating. Okay. And my question is, could it stem back to when you were a kid dating and just the hurts that you've gone through?
Patricia, absolutely. We only have a couple more minutes. So
don't have a lot of time, but I will
tell you, you
can always call the office and have Sue hook you up with me to do a life script. Because sometimes we hang on to our post-traumas. Our early traumas impede our personal growth in the future. So that's one of my specialties. So what I do is help you unravel the things that hold you back from your past. So call the office sometime and ask Sue, and I can give you information then about how we can clean up your post-traumas.
Yeah. You can email me at info@drpatallen.com. info@drpatallen.com. Because your past childhood does affect your dating and even the men you pick and whether you pick good men or even want to be with the man. The way your
I've been dating bad men. I'm feeling myself as being bad, and so I don't even know where I'm going.
You called it the right time. Patricia does a wonderful life script. It's deep work, and it sounds like you're ready. You're reaching out for help, so this is a good point for you.
It's very deep personal growth work, and it will help you have a flourishing life when you start uncovering the things that hold you back.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I will talk to you
then
guys soon.
You
then
you do her that, you can come into my ladies groups and you work
and
with
stay
me
on track.
To stay on track, and then you.
Okay.
We
that
have
sounds
a program
great.
To help ladies, so there's no excuse why you can't get out there and date. We're a nonprofit. We accept donations, and we do our best to help women and people out there with effective community how to love one another. Take care of
me. I'm going to do that. I'll talk to you soon then. I will get in touch and I would love to do that with you.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. I didn't mean to cut her off, but we only had a couple more minutes, but that was what she needs pretty much was a life script. There's not much.
We have a lot of modalities to help people and the Want Institute's been around since 1974 when Dr. Pat Allen founded it, and there's affordable coaching and ways that people can unravel their past and stay on track in the present so that they can have a flourishing life in the future.
Yes, and this work is not only just for relationships, it's for family. And even in the work environment, we teach you how to speak rationally, not emotionally. So it isn't just regarding relationships. We help with family dynamics and work dynamics as well. So it's not just relationships.
Empowered communication.
So with that, I'm gonna say my goodbye. And Patricia takes on Dr. Pat's role of the last. Go ahead, Patricia.
Well, we talk about integrity. And integrity is about the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
So everybody have a Merry Christmas and we'll see you again on the 26th. Goodbye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.